Joining me at Old Trafford ahead of the third day of the Ashes test up there in Manchester, Liam Burns of New Balance. Hello, Liam.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, it's a glorious day at Old Trafford. Just tell us what you and New Balance are up to today.
Yeah, well, we've got some guests here today. Our reasons for being here are various. I mean, we're the official footwear partner to Lancashire County Cricket Club, a relationship we've enjoyed for 5 years now. So we have a terrific relationship here. This is my home county as well, which obviously didn't influence that decision at all. But one thing that is wonderful is to see the ground full. The sun is shining. It's a third hot day on the trot. And to see Old Trafford looking absolutely wonderful with the new media centre, the new changing rooms. We're here on the balcony of the Point, the new pavilion. The ground is absolutely fabulous and something as Lancastrian I'm certainly very proud of.
Now, you spoke there about your long-standing arrangement with Lancashire. You look after Jonathan Trott, Dale Steyn, Patrick Cummins. Well, just tell us how well New Balance's entry into cricket continues to go.
It goes very well. I mean, we've got three great ambassadors in the guys that you mentioned there. And, you know, we're not just sort of utilising those guys as our face of cricket. We very much utilise them as our cricket consultants. So we signed all three long before we brought product to market, so that they could work with us to help design and develop and improve our cricket footwear range, as well as the equipment. So we've had great feedback from all of them. Dale Steyn said they're the best things ever had on his feet. Trotty likes them. And Trotty, as we know, is, you know, very, very particular and specific about his equipment. So endorsement from Dale and from Trotty and from Pat Cummins, you know, we must be doing something right. So we're very, very pleased with the product. We feel that our footwear will be as good as anything out there in the market. And the initial selling in Australia and South Africa has been extremely positive. So the footwear will launch here next March, April, in time for pre-season England. The equipment's already available in store. And the reaction and the feedback has been extremely positive. Lots of professional players in England have now got the spikes. Apart from Lancashire, we have a relationship with official footwear partner also with Durham and with Warwickshire. And all those players have got the spikes and love them. So we're really pleased with the feedback. Obviously, we want feedback, good, bad and indifferent, so that we can take that on board as we develop and refine the product going forward.
And is that sort of very close relationship with the players part of why New Balance is, pardon the pun, a really good fit with cricket?
I think so. I mean, the idea is that it's taking New Balance onto the field of play. Traditionally, we're a performance-running brand, but it's utilising that knowledge and 100 years of expertise in making footwear and transferring that onto the field of play in cricket. So using, you know, cricketers who are athletes to wear our performance footwear on the cricket field. And the relationship with players and with clubs is very, very much New Balance. It's great to have a relationship with the county club at Lancashire, but we're working just as hard, you know, with the Lancashire Cricket Board to have relationships at club and school level as well. So we want to, you know, utilise the relationship with the county club at the peak of the cricket pyramid in the northwest, but work just as hard with, you know, with youngsters and with clubs at all levels throughout the area, and the same with Durham and Warwickshire.
Now, today, of course, at the game, we've got Jonathan Trott, your man at the crease. Good timing there, I suppose, and you're obviously hoping to see him go really well and score lots of runs, lots of running about in your shoes.
It's perfect timing. So we're fingers crossed that Trotty gets stuck in today and that we see him flashing that New Balance blade for a long time today and accumulating a good score. So I'm hoping that not tempting fate by that, but it is very, very good timing for our guest that Trotty will be walking out in the next sort of 5-10 minutes to bat with Cookie, and hopefully we'll get the heads down and stick in for a good chunk, if not all of the day. So great timing. So good luck to Trotty. We spoke to him briefly last night. He was on very good form and looking forward to the challenge today, as he does.